Chicago Mayor Lightfoot relents as staggering violent crime in city climbs and deaths skyrocket. Mayor Lori Lightfoot has now stated her willingness to allow federal officers to have limited involvement and presence in Chicago. After a weekend of compacted and unparalleled violence, the mayor of Chicago signaled a conciliatory tone and a cautious willingness to allow the presence of federal officers. This was a striking change of course for Mayor Lightfoot, but not without her usual jabs at President Trump. "We welcome actual partnership, but we do not welcome dictatorship," Mayor Lightfoot said. "We do not welcome authoritarianism." The hurricane level of harm in the city this summer has led to President Trump's threats to send federal officers to quell the violence. Tentative plans are in place to send in numerous federal agency deployments, including DHS, ICE, FBI, D. 40 U.S. Code 1315, cited by Chad Wolf, DHS secretary, as legitimizing the deputizing of officers in other federal agencies. Chicago is no stranger to political strife, however, this deadly violence isn't a response to real or perceived injustices in the city. Despite the majority of the victims being African American, Black Lives Matter has failed to take a stand for the loss of Black lives or rampant crime in Black neighborhoods. Particularly lurid and cruel violence has garnered headlines regarding Chicago's crime spike this summer. Of note are the number of minors, particularly young children, who have been killed or injured in the city. Last weekend saw an overall level of violence resulting in more than one shooting per hour. This according to a local Chicago news station saying there were 63 shootings in 60 hours, who added that 12 of these were fatal. Perhaps the most inconceivable group violence took place during a drive-by shooting, as mourners gathered outside of a funeral home in which 15 people were shot. There were also reports that some in the gathering returned fire on the vehicle. Other instances of unforeseeable criminal violence were the killing of 18 people in the span of 24 hours on May 31. John Cantanzara, president of the Fraternal Order of Police Lodge 7 Chicago, sent a letter to President Trump requesting federal intervention to stop the hemorrhaging crime rate, particularly the human injury and death resulting from it. In the letter, Cantanzara said Chicago was in chaos and that Lightfoot is a complete failure. Despite mass murder happening on a weekly basis in her city, Mayor Lightfoot continues her childish spats with local police and threatens to sue President Trump for sending in federal troops. Her lack of leadership promotes violence in Chicago and leaves citizens defenseless to criminals that will likely never be held accountable. At this point, Mayor Lightfoot has no choice but to welcome federal intervention, since she has completely lost control of her city.